Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
This segment and part of the next, and Sheriff Richard Max popping in, then I'll go back into your phone calls and all of the news I've got to get to. But when you see all this political correctness, and here's two examples just today, man banned from Facebook for liking faggots. And when you go to England, this is in England, when you go in any of the restaurants, they say flaming faggot, because you actually get these juicy meatballs with all these spices on fire when they bring them out. And for 500 plus years into Old English, really 600, 700, because I asked the people and looked it up, that's been called flaming faggot. It just means a flaming piece of meat or wood. That's what they call it. And it doesn't matter. He's been kicked off, but beheadings by Al-Qaeda that our government loves, those are allowed. And all he said was, man, I wish, you know, I had a better recipe for faggots. And here's another one. Mexican Americans don't care about your racist sombrero. They've come out now in the news and said it's racist if you wear a sombrero on Halloween or have one hanging on your wall. Or don't dress as a geisha girl on Halloween or a cowboy. It's all about now everything is bad. I mean, isn't this just a war on reality? And I'm tying this into the political correctness of saying government can't be corrupt. I mean, how ridiculous is that? I mean, do you see the tie-in I'm doing here that not just on the fake right, but on the fake left, it's all just really an authoritarianism?
Yes. I mean, one of the shocking things to me, the left surprises me that this comes out of a liberal tradition, a socialist tradition, a very questioning tradition, and yet people that are very well-known journalists on the left will not touch the idea of elite political criminality. They don't want to be labeled a conspiracy theorist. I can't help but believe in private they recognize this stuff. I mean, you have to be an idiot not to see some of this. Although the electorate is well indoctrinated to close their eyes to this. So I don't mean to say that, everybody should realize all of this straightforward. It took me a while to figure it out. But it's still, and you were saying, is there an awakening? I think there is. I mean, the conspiracies or the coincidences keep piling up, and that's the problem. You had the 50th anniversary of President Kennedy's assassination. My colleagues in political science say that if they let any doubts grow about President Kennedy, is that possibly being a conspiracy, then it raises all kinds of questions about Robert Kennedy and Martin Luther King and George Wallace and
Ronald. Sure, well, I've seen academics in Canada, even in the Toronto Star. I forget the academic, but I saw a few articles about 4 or 5 years ago. They said, look, we know 9/11 looks very suspicious. We know it looks like they use it to invade, and it's clearly a cover-up. But if we bring this out, it'll bring down the whole structure, and we believe in big government structure, and so we just want to cover it up. I mean, I've seen that.
Yeah, I mean, I think of it, we jokingly say, it's like telling a child there is no Santa Claus. You know, the first thing the kid says is, oh my goodness, then there's no Easter rabbit, there's no I mean, the whole thing collapses. So I think what we're going to witness with the Kennedy assassination anniversary is an enormous effort to keep the lid on that.
No, that's right, and that's why they defend it, and they've been whitewashing, but over 90% in an index of polls don't believe the official story. So I think that shows the collapse of the credibility. I want to ask you about who you think overall this political elite represents, how we get rid of them in a segment coming up. We have a lot of segments at the end of the hour, the start of the hour. We're going to come back with a final segment with our guest. Really impressed with the book so far and impressed with his research on here. I want to invite him up for an hour lecture sometime on InfoWars Nightly News. So we have the 30-minute news every night at 7, but then we can have an hour of overdrive for all the viewers. I'd like to invite him on in the next few weeks to do an hour-long lecture and really give him the floor to get into whatever he wants to cover. We'll be right back with Lance DeHaven Smith. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Folks, society's going crazy. You've got a lot of real violence, a lot of real things that happen. I'm getting all sorts of tweets sent to real Alex Jones saying, what do I think was behind the LAX incident? I don't know. Probably a real person went through. Might have been crazy. Might have been angry at somebody. I don't know. Might have been a real event. But we know they've staged mass shootings. They've allowed crazy people to attack. I know the Boston bombing. They had a drill. They had a stand down. The media, the FBI came and threatened our reporters, the Secret Service, on national TV and said, do not talk about the drill, which they admitted. Then they said there wasn't a drill. Later had to admit there was a drill. Both brothers were connected to the CIA. One was on the CIA payroll. This came out in major British and Russian newspapers. I mean, do you understand that? And they were clearly intelligence cutouts like Lee Harvey Oswald set up. That was clearly meant as a political diversion. I don't know what this is. But Katie barred the door. They staged Gulf of Tonkin. By the way, I have the San Diego Herald Tribune article that came from about 6 months after Gulf of Tonkin in 64 that got us officially into Vietnam. It was already going on years before that. And just to give you an example of how this works, so I knew the officers that said that nobody attacked them, it was staged. And I was called a conspiracy theorist because I had the San Diego Herald Tribune and I had professors on and researchers and witnesses to this. And then, of course, in 2004, the 40th anniversary, they declassified the tapes that indeed the whole thing was staged. Now, do we all get little gold stars for being right? I mean, a listener sent me the San Diego Herald Tribune. I didn't just believe that. I then had listeners go pull it up on the microfilm there, confirmed it was real. And, of course, I'd always heard that. See, it became a rumor. You know, Professor, we're joined by Lance David Smith, his book, Conspiracy Theory in America. I think everybody should read it. How they've turned just questioning known liars into a thought crime. In closing, I think that's one of the biggest issues here, and then I want your take on who's running the globalist system, how we counter it, where as a historian you think this is going. But that's the problem, is that my listeners are great folks, but so many times they call in with these rumors that can't be proven that I know are a rumor, like telephone game, 10 points removed from a real document. But then it's like it becomes a rumor that Gulf of Tonkin was staged. I mean, it's still a rumor, even though it's been declassified 8 years ago or whatever, 7 years ago. So, I mean, I think you get my point is the problem is history is so complex. The general public, it just becomes a he said, she said.
That's exactly right. Napoleon had a comment. He said that it was not necessary to prevent the truth from coming out forever, just to prevent it for as long as it mattered.
Exactly.
And that's what happens is this stuff comes out. In 1997, we had a tape released of Lyndon Johnson talking to Everett Dirksen about Nixon undermining the peace talks in 1968. And Johnson said, this is treason. This is treason, but I'm not going to tell the American people because it would destroy their confidence in the system of government. So I think what you have, when this comes out in 97, it's news for one day. Nobody goes back and says, geez, they stole the 1968 election. Nixon was, people don't realize this, he was pardoned for every crime he might have committed. They didn't know what all crimes he had, so they put in the pardon any crimes he might have committed. I mean, it's like a blank check.
You know, one big problem is the public feels powerless at some levels, and I think that's why they will laugh at someone that tells them some great admitted truth, because it's scary, and so it's just easier to laugh at it. Joseph Goebbels, to paraphrase his quotes, he said, look, the lies need to be real simple and just repeat them over and over again, because people are lazy and don't want to admit things are happening, and so just give them lies that are easy to believe so that they don't have to do anything.
And I think there's a psychological warfare going on where they want us. I mean, this sounds a little weird, but they want us to know they're behind some of these events. It's too obvious. But it's what that does is so demoralizing. I mean, the buildings fall in 9/11. The anthrax letters come out. Nobody can solve this crime. Kennedy, we can't solve. What does that tell people? That tells people we are going to do these things. And there isn't a darn thing you can do about it.
Exactly. I was told by a major banking executive off record wearing my journalism hat. He didn't admit to anything, but he just said, yeah. And we don't care if you're out there telling people because we're just throwing it in the public's face, bud. We have got that much power. And it's like, man, do they really think this type of corruption can just go on forever and it's not going to affect them?
That's the crazy thing, is that the elite, the political class, obviously, our institutions are failing. They are being corrupted. And it's not just government. It's economic. It's financial. I mean, priests are pedophiles. I mean, we're talking. We got serious problems throughout. And the elites act as if this, they can just continue with impunity and not hold anybody accountable, and that this is not going to unravel. But, I mean, what it does is it puts the burden on the American people to stand up and take back their democracy. And until they're willing to do that, we're going to keep drifting like this, and the elites are going to continue to bail out the banks and not the homeowners and pardon the criminals at the top and prosecute the people at the bottom.
Well, I think you've hit it here, Professor, and it's that you've got a system where the upper political class became bulletproof politically because of media aiding them, and then the lower political class, and now even just general criminals, people can't believe that a priest or somebody can be doing something bad, or Sandusky, until it creates a culture of just rolling over to corruption and denying it until it takes over the society, and then the society collapses. And I think that's a whole other book in and of itself. Sir, I want to thank you for coming on. Great job with the book, Conspiracy Theory in America, Lance DeHaven Smith. Take care. We'll be talking to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.
Wow, powerful interview, folks. And he really gets it as a historian. And I'm a lay historian. I mean, I just find history so interesting. I've read, no exaggeration, probably 500 history books. In fact, it's a lot more than that. You know, I read a lot of history magazines and stuff back when I had time to do such a thing. Now I just read history repeating itself every day in the newspaper. And, I mean, whoa, this is bad. I mean, this is, because here's the deal about corruption. It gets to a crest point. It gets to a leverage point, and then it just explodes. And we've hit that metastasization point, and now there's the body politic swinging back. And it's just really amazing. Now, folks, we do have Sheriff Richard Mack joining us for a quick update before he goes in and teaches a Constitution course to elementary school students. That's where the real fight is, and he understands that. Tirelessly traveling the country to warn people about what's happening. But we've got until the bottom of the hour that I'm going to news blitz and take your calls. He was there when Sheriff Nick Finch was found not guilty by a jury yesterday of upholding the Constitution. The state law in Florida is written where you can carry a gun concealed in your car or your home for protection, but the cop arrested him, the sheriff's deputy, for having it sitting while he was in public. And the sheriff said, well, I hired you to enforce the Second Amendment. We're letting the guy out. So they arrested him. The governor came out against him. The Republican leadership came out against him with the Democrats. Tried to put him in jail with a felony. The jury found him not guilty. But I wanted to get Sheriff Richard Mack to join us to talk about what it was like watching the trial over those 2 days and what it was like to see the jury when they said not guilty. Because this is a historical event. Of course, Sheriff Richard Mack defeated the Brady Law at the Supreme Court, so he's another hero sheriff. But we've got another one joining the ranks big time. And by the way, they tried to put Sheriff Mack in jail as well before, and you know, with fake investigations. And Sheriff Arpaio and others. I mean, this is, they come after these men that stand for America. The fight is here, folks. These are soldiers of the Republic. Sheriff Mack, good to have you on with us.
Thanks a lot, Alex. This is a tremendous victory for freedom and liberty, and I so much appreciate you giving it your attention.
Well, we're all in this together, brother. I better.
Absolutely.
So tell folks the highlights of what you saw.
Well, Alex, I really wish everybody could have been there. All your listeners that would have been amazed. This was the Constitution on trial in this courtroom. This was the oath of office. This was a constitutional sheriff defending himself against the state who had fired him, taken him away from his job, took away his income, trying to destroy himself and his family. And serious, when Sheriff Finch took the stand, he was defending the oath of office he took to the Constitution. He was defending nullifying an arrest of an innocent. And everybody admitted that this man had no criminal record, that he was not a prohibited felon, that he had threatened no one, that he had committed no harm to anybody. But because this deputy created the crime of possessing a gun on his person without a permit, then the sheriff came in, looked at the entire situation, and nullified the arrest of this poorly instructed deputy. This happened just 2 months after Sheriff Finch was in office. Now the attack really came, and the Florida Department of Law Enforcement investigated it, never once interviewed the sheriff, came in, served a search warrant, arrested him, and booked him into his own jail. The governor came in, suspended him, and then, get this, Alex, the prosecutors and the attorney general's office told Sheriff Finch, we'll make this all go away. We'll remove these felons from your record if you'll just leave the office of sheriff and never come back. Sheriff Finch refused. He went to court, and a good jury saw through all the smokescreen and all the corruption of these corrupt prosecutors and a corrupt judge. They recognized it for what it was. Sheriff Finch nullified the arrest of Mr. Parrish.
Stay there, and the grand jury nullified that. Yeah, stay there.
My name is Frank Bates, and I got a confession to make. Just a few days ago, FEMA went directly to my supplier and tried to buy my entire stockpile of high-quality survival food. It sounds crazy, but I'll show you the exact letter they sent in a minute. Revealing FEMA's plot could land me in hot water, but I think you deserve to know exactly what they're doing. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see undeniable video proof that the government is on the hunt for as much survival food as they can grab in 24 hours. Be warned, it's really disturbing because the fact is FEMA must know something we don't. Go to FEMAHatesThis.com to see why survival food is the number one item to hoard right now and why supplies are so low or even completely sold out already at many stores across America. Do it now because I don't know how long it will be online, so go to FEMAHatesThis.com while you can. That's FEMAHatesThis.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The meathead supplement store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. I look and feel better. I recover faster from my 2 workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine, I don't know when. I'm stuck in frozen prison, and time keeps dragging on.
Well, Sheriff Nick Finch was in Liberty County, and he decided Liberty was what it was all about. I remember reading the law. It was ambiguous, but clearly you could have a gun on your car to protect yourself. So they had false arrest, and you're like, this is false arrest. We can get in trouble for this. Release this guy. But the state wants it misapplied. This happens everywhere. They want anti-gun, anti-liberty police and sheriffs, and they always go after folks that don't toe the line. And that's why police will come to your house if your neighbor sees you with a gun getting in and out of your car. Doesn't matter if the gun's legal. They'll take you to jail because They know they get in trouble if they don't. Let people sort it out later. But Sheriff Finch's real crime was following the Constitution. And as Sheriff Mack was just trying to eloquently say as we went to break, well, repeat what you said about historical this is, and then get into watching the trial, some of the nasty stuff the judge did, and then what it was like when the jury came back with the not guilty verdict.
Well, it was truly a miracle all the way around, and really appreciate all your listeners and their support. Sheriff Finch took on this battle against the powers that you would not believe. This literally worse than fighting the IRS and going to court on stuff like that. The government at every level went after him. The county, the police officers, even his own former employees and current, and the state, the attorney general's office, the governor's office. He's fighting all of that, and he has no income. He has no way to pay lawyers. We still really need to get him donations to help pay for his legal fees. But this is what happened. This good man did exactly what you and I have been praying for, and all your listeners have been praying for, that there would be a sheriff with the courage to tell the government, leave this good man alone. I'm nullifying the arrest. I'm nullifying what you did. I'm going to protect him. I'm going to stand by him. Sheriff Finch nullified the arrest of a good law-abiding citizen, and then a good, honest jury nullified the arrest of a good constitutional sheriff. Alex, this is so historical. It's so huge. It's an example now to the rest of the world. This is what a sheriff is supposed to do, and this is what a jury is supposed to do. And what happens when a jury nullifies the corrupt acts of corrupt public officials? Freedom is the result, and that is what happened in Liberty County. Liberty is the result of Liberty County. We have a good, honest sheriff there that wants to do the right thing. He has been restored to his job. And he hasn't got his back pay yet. We think that's going to happen, but it doesn't look like the state is going to pay for his legal fees. We've got a lot of work to do and a lot of support to still give him. I want all of your listeners to go to CSPOA.org, make a donation for Sheriff Finch, and get involved in this process. Folks, we have a solution. We have proof. And Sheriff Finch is the hero taking this to the streets.
And again, your cell phone broke up a moment, Sheriff Mack. Give out your website for the Constitutional Sheriff's Association again.
Okay, it's CSPOA, stands for Constitutional Sheriff's Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org.
Sure, folks can link through it, Sheriff.
Right there to Sheriff.
Sure, they can link through it, SheriffMack.com as well. But the issue here is, reading the law, he followed the law. It shows how organized and evil these groups are. They'll undoubtedly try to come back after him again because they know if they let one constitutional sheriff stand up, they might all stand up, and then there is the end of this lawless, criminal, anti-American takeover. So it is our duty to back him and you and others and really take this hero around the country to be an example to others and stand together. It's got to really make the anti-gunners mad. But Sheriff, in closing, we only got a minute and a half. Highlights of the trial, and when they said not guilty, how upset was that judge that I saw prejudicing himself in the news?
Slumped down in their chairs, looking like a little lost puppy. But the rest of us were so thrilled. We just couldn't believe the magnitude of the miracle that we got there. We were all thrilled. We hugged. We cried. We literally cried. And his daughter was just beautiful. She's just 16 years old. Her name's Amber, and she looks like Amber. She's blonde. His wife stood by him. Supported him.
And by the way, Sheriff Finch, I should add, it was a combat veteran, and they threatened him. They said, "We're going to go to war with you." And he said, "I'm standing with America. Let's go to war."
Yes, and he said, when the prosecutor badgered him about his belief in the Second Amendment, he said, "Counselor, the Second Amendment and the Constitution must count for something." And it was the most powerful moment of the whole trial when Finch gave that testimony of the Constitution and his dedication to the Second Amendment. It was the biggest moment of the whole trial.
Well, good job reporting there for InfoWars.com. Sheriff Mack, thank you for your tireless work in defense of liberty. Now go talk to those elementary students about the Constitution, and we'll talk to you next week via video, Skype, or in person. God bless you. Great job.
Thanks a lot, Alex. We'll see you soon.
All right. We'll be back with the news, your calls, and more. The defense of the Republic continues.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
my friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the five-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. To try Power Swabs risk-free, dial 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends, family, and coworkers talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-960-9553. That's 1-800-960-9553.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't want to hear from anybody that they're bored. These aimless folks that say, oh, what is there to live? You're in the middle of a science fiction war for the technological elite that believe they're above humans trying to play God. Engaging in absolute warfare against us. We're here desperately trying to warn people, fighting on every front, desperately as we can and having an effect. Just went live at DrudgeReport.com. We're putting it up on InfoWars.com. Report, CBS News, gunman off-duty TSA agent. And people are saying, is it a conspiracy? Is it staged to me? And I said, we don't know. Probably not. I just said that last segment. I said, probably might be real. Might be a staged event. They've staged up before. They'll probably have media matters say that I said it was a staged event. Because they just lie to their audience and take stuff out of context. Or maybe they'll say, I said Obama sent a tornado there to do it and just make it up and have no proof. It's just, people say, why do I plug them when they have no traffic? They write the talking points for the media. The White House actually writes that stuff to their minions, to their trendies. They have like trendies with different color socks and stuff, so that makes it all okay. And the handlebar mustaches. And they have little TV shows where they get up there. Anyways, the point is that report, gunman off-duty TSA agent. And again, that's CBS News local. And they've already had a TSA agent at that airport say, I'm God, and strip down naked and run around. And they've also had a TSA agent at that airport rape a woman in the parking lot. And a bunch of other stuff. That's the LAX where I had just taken a shower because I'm a clean freak. At least I used to be when I had more time. I'd been out doing video shoots with Jesse Ventura. It was in the afternoon. Went to my hotel, took a shower, put on fresh socks, fresh shoes. They had a car pick me up, drove me to the airport, LAX. I get out, and I take my shoes off, and I walk through, and the TSA people go, oh, Mr. Stinky Feet, your feet stink. And I thought, and I kind of smiled like, you're joking, right? And then they went, oh, you don't like that, Mr. Stinky Feet. Two big black guys. And I was just like, I don't like you talking to me like that. Does it make you feel big? They're like, oh, just get on out of here. I guess I thought I was going to grovel and, like, defecate on myself or something. But the whole point was is that that is a mess. That airport is a mess of lunatics. Absolute crazy, weirdo, bizarro people. And that's all I can say. And it's all a complete facade. If you're flying out of there in a private jet, you just pull right up. Nothing happens. You just go right in. Just boom, you're out of there on a private jet. It's just all pure bull, folks. Slave training for you that's come out in court. Now, I'll tell you, they're bad enough, though. They've had fake drills at airports before where they'll set up the person that thinks they're part of a drill. They could have done that, too. I've told police, TSA, everybody, do not be part of drills where they have you play the part of the plainclothes person that tries to sneak a gun through. Because they've done that before. I'm not saying that's what happened here, but they could have set this person up as a political diversion to get more funding or something. They've been caught doing similar stuff. They've got Operation Northwoods, which said they could stage it. Probably another mentally ill, power-tripping person. I mean, who wants a job checking babies' diapers while the government runs Al-Qaeda? Jerry Sandusky and pedophiles and control freaks. And now, I've had a lot of TSA agents come out to my rallies and stuff. I had a rally against the TSA where we stormed the Capitol twice, and repeatedly TSA folks that had other government jobs that got laid off said, look, you can get $25, $30 an hour. I don't like being around the radiation. I finally quit. Stop talking bad about us. When I left that Dallas TSA, one lady said, there was another guy from Austin, they said, about half of them are your listeners. We're not all pedophiles, man. We need the money. We got families. And we're trying to unionize. We know it's all a bunch of bull. So I know you're not all perverts, okay? But I know the supervisors are the jerks that enjoy being punks. And I've been through it, and I've dealt with it. And I'm mad because I can't personally have you drag off one of my daughters and have some... I mean, look, I went to a rock concert, folks, and my buddy's wife is extremely attractive. They didn't search anybody. Going to the VIP area at the back because I was invited in. And, man, this woman saw her and came right over and literally went between her legs and grabbed both of her butt cheeks, was just squeezing them, went over to her breast, and I mean, it was so obvious the woman was enjoying it. And, I mean, this is ridiculous. And I watch these women, you know, searching folks. I just can't handle it. I watched these women at, where was that? That was at Atlanta with Ventura. And the women sat there giggling and laughing, going, you know, saying that they liked Ventura. It was black ladies. They were going, And he's sitting there, and they're just grabbing, and the guy's grabbing his butt and grabbing his testicles. And Ventura's actually going, oh, East Germany, I'm moving, I'm leaving. And they're just going, And the women are, like, taking pictures and going, I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I mean, this is so ridiculous. We had a story a couple days ago where... By the way, he never flew after a few more flights with that. He quit flying then. We were in the first class. And he goes, that's it. After this, never again. And people say, oh, get over it. They all know it's a fraud. They all know it's a former governor, Jesse Ventura. They all know he's not a threat. He's wearing a blue T-shirt and blue jeans. And that's why pilots used to freak out and couldn't fly after. They just refused to fly anymore. And so they stopped groping them. And stop body scanning them. You're going to trust them to fly the plane, but you're not going to trust them. See, I'm going off into a rant. I've got a ton of news, your phone calls. I need to get to it. I need to shut up. It's just that all of these memories. In fact, can we come back with that rendition of Dream On by Rodney James? is I think that really says it all. All these things come back to me. It's like the older I get now, it's like I see one thing, and then there's all the knowledge. I guess the wisdom is what that is, that you've had all these experiences, and then it just builds up till you see the deeper pattern. And it's just like that's why smaller and smaller stuff, you can't take it, because it brings up all the other stuff. And at a certain point, you're like, I cannot put up with this anymore. I'm getting to where I cannot put up with people's baloney. Not in business, not in life, not personally. I can actually put up with more work, more hardship, more things like that. What I can't deal with is like all people's weird idiosyncrasies. Anyways, I'm ranting. Oh, boy. I've got all this news. I've got to cover it. There's so much I haven't even gotten to. I'm going to move fast. Each caller 1 minute. Thank you for holding. Pfeiffer in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing, sir?
Pretty good, brother.
Thank you for having me on your show. I'm a longtime follower. I wanted to bring something up. You had a guest on about a week and a half ago, Professor Griff. And he was talking about the demonization of the entertainment industry and how they're targeting our youth. I kind of wanted to bring up the fact that I don't think a lot of adults really know what's going on. I had to turn off my cable about like 4 years ago because of the innuendo a lot of these kids shows were kind of like, you know, throwing out there. And my kids having to come to me and ask me all these different questions. Now, I've been part of the entertainment industry myself, more on the music and art side. And I followed hip-hop since the 70s, and I've seen how it's changed throughout the years. And I know on your show, talking about Obamacare and all these other issues are very important, and you're catering more toward adults. But I think that, you know, we have to target the children ourselves and kind of be informed as parents, because once they take over the children, I mean, it's going to end. I mean, the children are pretty much our future. They're going to be the future politicians, you know, the future police commissioners and so on and so forth. And I don't think that really gets talked about enough. So I kind of wanted to bring that to your attention, as well as the difference between talking to somebody that's asleep versus somebody that's awake, because I feel, in my opinion, talking to somebody that's asleep, you're kind of wasting your time, because the person that sleeps only wants to wake up when they want to, rather than an individual that's already awake and has some information that...
Sir, I totally hear you, and I cover news, which maybe 20% of the population even pays attention to, and it's more highbrow than even entertainment. And, of course, news is dumbed down as well, but they are basting our children in sex and drugs and pedophilia and corruption and targeting young children. And hip-hop and rap, when it first came out, was about empowerment and being honorable. And then the establishment on record funded it to fund gangster rap and big fat guys dancing around about how the women were trash to bring down culture. And now they've done that with all the other music. You're absolutely right. By the way, I just saw a headline. We'll put it on screen. It's up on Infowars.com, where Sean Penn has come out and said, and again, it's in the tiles on Infowars.com, that Ted Cruz should be committed to a mental institution. He said this on Piers Morgan. I want to say something right here and right now. I have hung out with Sean Penn. I've also ran into him in Denver and talked to him. I've talked to him on the telephone repeatedly. Sean Penn is mentally disabled. People think those are great actors because it comes off like they're such a good actor because they're not putting on an act. They're not. The guy is probably has about a 75 IQ. Okay? I mean, I'm not going to say any more about it because I don't hang around with people and talk bad about him. But I've had enough of him, like a Soviet commissar, he would know what that is, saying put Ted Cruz in a mental institution. The video's up on Infowars.com with that slime bag Piers Morgan. Kurt Nimmo wrote about it. And it makes me absolutely sick that he's an authoritarian saying and arrest people because Ted Cruz said Obamacare was a screw job. Obama isn't bad for lying and saying nobody lose their health care and premiums wouldn't go up and committing and saying it was a conspiracy theory. No, Obama's not in trouble for the torture, the secret arrest, or Clinton stealing tens of millions of dollars of the Haitian funds. Sean Penn's too stupid. So I want to give him a pass, though. He was told to say that. I mean, when you're talking to Sean Penn, he doesn't talk, because if you actually get him to talk, he is an idiot. And he's actually come out before in a moment of clarity and said that he's basically retarded. And I'm nothing against mentally handicapped people, but I've had enough of Sean Penn. Sean Penn, Why don't you go finger paint, buddy? Okay, you are stupid. You are dumber than a box of rocks. And let me tell you, Josh Brolin acted pretty darn dumb when I was around him, too. I mean, you guys are a bunch of idiots, a bunch of narcissists who want to act like you're liberal when you're pushing authoritarianism. We've even got the clip of the Pearl Jam idiot, too, running around to his moron fans saying we should, you know, ban guns and then, you know, restrict Second Amendment. While this guy is on record having armed former Army and Navy SEAL bodyguards. He's such a coward. No one even knows who that guy is, a few of his moron fans. I mean, let me tell you something. I've hung around with major rock stars. Everybody knows who Dave Mustaine is, people, but because he's so iconic. But I've hung around with big rock stars, maybe even bigger than Dave Mustaine, but who haven't been in the limelight a ton or whatever. No one knows who they are. I mean, I've been sitting there before with somebody way more famous, I would think, in my mind, than me. And the crowds are all coming up to me because I'm currently popular and known. These people, I mean, this guy, no one cares what you think, you hypocrite piece of garbage. Trying to take my rights. I'm these authoritarian slime bags. Like, we'll play that clip in overdrive. I'm going into overdrive. I got to go back to calls. I'm glad that caller brought that up. And people say, why are you so angry at them? They're trying to rob my birthright and your birthright. These people are thieves. And I mean, to be around Sean Penn and to realize the guy literally can hardly talk. Oh, by the way, in Haiti, he carries around a gun on his side. And has armed guards when he's there. It's just so crazy. And then it's like this liberal thing, like if you go help black people, that's like the highest calling in the world. And so it's like, I'm high and mighty. I went and helped black people. And I have bodyguards, but you can't have guns. I'm Sean Penn. I'm Matt Damon. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead. Hello, Matt Damon. Are you there, Matt Damon? Maybe Michael should be called Matt Damon. Let's go to Simon in Florida. That's the mating call of walruses. It's Matt Damon. Go ahead. You're on the air, Simon.
Yeah, the governor's office here in Florida is receiving over 100 calls per hour over the unemployment website not working. These people are not being paid. These unemployment claimants are going to almost a month of no payment, and no one's really reporting on this.
Now, yeah, they're doing tests all over the country. That's why they got the riot gear, the bullets, the rubber bullets, all of it in place and ready. Is they're going to start cutting the welfare now that they've got their whole thing in place just to see how the riots go. But go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I told her about the money spent to protect the IRS building in New York. I mean, six people showed up at their Mint office on Monday when they started, you know, when I called in trying to get my claim worked out. And there's only four people handling these claims at their office. Senator Nelson is looking at having an investigation done. I mean, it's a lot more detailed than that. There's a lot of information I have that I've emailed over to you guys. If you have an email address that you can give me, I'll get the information over to you.
Sure, specific. So I mean, what does this mean if it's been broken for a while and what's the heart of it?
Well, people's electric's going to get shut off. You know, they're not going to be able to eat. They're not going to be able to pay their mortgage. And they know about this. And I've talked to the governor's office. You know, the phone system they haven't answered the phone over there in 2 weeks. So I had to call the governor's office. And then when I was calling the governor's office, I was thinking, wow, how long is it going to be before they stop answering the phone? Of course, they stopped answering the phone. So I had to play with their voicemail system to get through to their directory.
Well, we're going
to
look into it. But God bless you, sir. Yeah, systematically, there's degeneration of society happening. Every executive I know says it's frightening. It's like zombiosis or something. And I guess the globalists with their actuaries know with the IQ dropping, the brainwaves dropping, everything, people are in a trance state and it's going to get really, really bad. I'm going to come back from break and take more calls, but here's some of the news up on DrudgeReport.com and Infowars.com. Obama signs an executive order directing the government to prepare for global warming. I thought we'd been under it and had to pay him money to his carbon exchange. Chinese state media shows plans for nuke strikes on U.S. cities. We punch that up. I can show TV viewers. That computer's not routed through. You just put Drudge up in there. And there it is. It says Chinese state media shows plans for nuke strikes on U.S. cities, damage projections from Seattle and Los Angeles. And then meanwhile, our government's menacing China while selling us out to China. And continuing, China moves spy ship to Hawaii waters. So there is the basic info, and that article is a Paul Joseph Watson article on the Chinese spy ship being moved into U.S. territorial economic exclusion zone off the coast with its NSA spy grid. So that's up on drudgereport.com, up on Infowars.com. Will LAX shooting be exploited to arm TSA agents? What, to battle back against other TSA agents? White House campaign says Obamacare insurers, no insurer will ever drop customers. So they're back saying they will never drop you, even though they are dropping you. It doesn't matter. They're now saying again they're never going to drop you. And again, I mentioned the Sean Penn idiot video that's up there. Food banks panicking over demand following welfare cut. That's a key article by Paul Joseph Watson. Halloween costume featuring fake gun prompted school lockdown. Shot fired at LAX. We have that earlier article. We're now updating it that it's a TSA lordship that fired on another lordship, we're to believe. You can't believe anything the lordships say because they lie to us so much. Oh, that's a conspiracy theory. They never lie to us. They always tell the truth. That's good. I love them. Fairness doctrine. And former CIA pilot Plumlee says Reagan administration.
Been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones lived forever. Grave digger, when you dig my grave, would you make it shallow?
Well, LAX suspect shooter identified as off-duty GSA worker. They'll spin it on us somehow. And they're having a press conference now with all the police out there. TSA officer, they're not really officers, they're not sworn, has been killed and two others injured in a shooting today in Los Angeles by another TSA god. So there you go. I mean, is it bad when a god does something? Maybe they should give him a medal. Maybe they should, have a big, maybe shut down L.A. and have a parade through there for him. They'll carry him on their shoulders and maybe burn some children like incense just to honor the gods. Sad for those that died, but this is just really absolutely totally disgusting what's going on. I'm going to go into overdrive. Some stations carry it, some don't. To continue, I've got to get to all this other Israel attacking Syria, the economic news, a bunch of new Obamacare stuff that's been breaking that I haven't gotten to. I've got to get to all this. Briefly, the new magazine is out. You can buy them in bulk at cost or give a year subscription at cost. And my point is we've priced this with the shipping included so that you can really get the most bang for the buck. Big color magazine full of more than 20-plus articles, documents, cartoons, stories, graphs. Is the next big crash coming? And it breaks down the Ponzi scheme and who's behind that. InfoWarsStore.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. A one-year subscription is $39.95. That includes the 12 shipping. So we probably lose money on that, actually. But whatever. The point is, take advantage of it. This is a big color magazine to give to people to really give them a powerful, packed piece of info. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. That is your purchasing of the books, the videos, the ProPure water filters discounted with promo code WATER, the Modafinilin that's got the great nascent iodine naturally in it, the our special proprietary InfoWars Life Survival Shield. And nascent iodine is back in if you want that at InfoWarsStore.com. Or again, call toll-free 888-253-3139. And I would encourage you to get the iodine and to go watch the videos about it and what it's done for myself and so many others. This is different than all the other iodine out there from my research and the experience I've had. But bottom line, even if you don't get this, it's the Himalayan salts that all the doctors and people say has the natural healthy iodine in it as well, not the chemical iodine, the stuff that you put on your leg with a cut or whatever. And this is the big conspiracy to not have you be aware of the radiation levels going way up and more problems, not just from Fukushima, but a bunch of leaking reactors here. And it is the nascent that really protects the thyroid and the other glands. So InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Again, some of the other news, they're trying to get amnesty, as they call it, and it is amnesty. It is total open borders to drive down wages. And if you like going to part-time now because of Obamacare, you're going to love the 30 million illegals on top of the ones that are here. And a congressional budget office report put out, what was it, yesterday, said it would be another 30 million after this 16 million. That's really 30 million. And folks, there's 700 million people that want to come up here that'll work for a quarter an hour. And you're not going to help their countries having them here. It will implode our country, and that's the globalist plan. I understand economics, but this is a 101. This is not hard to understand. DHS, by the way, is abusing overtime by $8.7 million a year. Of course they are. La Raza, which means the race, is the Hispanic Ku Klux Klan organization to get out the vote campaign. They say that Texas to California belongs to Mexico and is an anti-white organization. We're going into overdrive, folks.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.